What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for joining me tonight. It might even be well into 2019 by the time you're watching this, but a lot of things have happened this year, and I wanted to take that time to sit down and go over some of the memorable moments that have gone on right here on YouTube in 2018. So let's get in this. What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to yet again another episode of the Honda Recap. This is recap number 60 and will be the last recap of 2018. So what's up to all you guys in Premiere right now? How you all doing? Thanks for staying up late with me, hanging out. You know what? On your New Year's night or New Year's Day when you guys are watching this is awesome. Thanks for joining me yet again for another recap. If this is the first time you're watching, basically what I try to do is go over everything that's gone on in the Honda universe and go over it into one cohesive episode right here Monday nights at 8 o'clock. So make sure to hit that subscribe button and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 when this thing airs. Like I said, this is episode 60. This is also the last recap of 2018, and I wanted this to be kind of a different version of what we usually go on here. I know we kind of go over channel by channel and show you what happened in the last episode, but you know what? There's been a lot of newcomers out, and there's a lot of things that have actually happened in 2018, me included, things that I've been doing. So basically, I wanted to take this one time to kind of go over a lot of the stuff that's been going on this past year and just kind of, you know, bring it into one little cohesive episode like I usually do, but take it over from the entire year. I'm going to go ahead and first and foremost say that I may not be able to get to every single person that has been on the recap. There is just so many of you, and I'm super proud that you guys have just stayed consistent and have tried to make videos and have made videos week after week after week to contribute to just the community, to the whole Honda universe that we have going on right here, to all of the people that have reached out to me that had questions or starting or actually have started making videos to join the community and also just kind of give back, you know, to the content that you guys have watched. There's a lot of you out there that have a lot of knowledge and didn't really know how to actually put it in video format and get it out there on the web and have hit me up and asked me how to do that. And I've loved helping all you guys out there. Like I said, I wanted to kick this off and kind of go over some of the huge things that have gone over this year. Myself, I'm pretty enthusiastic about the fact that I haven't really missed a recap. We've been here every Monday night at 8. And now ever since that we can do this premiere and watch this live, that you guys are actually in there 30, 40, 50 people deep watching this at the same time. That's crazy. That's like school, you know, you get so many people in class all at one time, and I can't be more appreciative to the fact that there's like 40 people that are willing to sit down with their lives and actually watch this, what I am creating in this community here of all of us that have sat down together in the live stream or just in general to see what everybody else is up to. I can't thank you guys enough. Aside from that, I want to bring a lot more in 2019 to what's actually going on for my projects. You know, you guys have seen the progression of the Del Sol, and I'm getting to the point where I'm ready to paint the engine bay and actually get the motor into the bay because I really, really want to get back to driving that car, getting it to the track. My EF hatch has been sitting for quite some time. I need to get that car running again because I miss that car as well. And I've been dailying the RSX for a long time now, and I want to get that car just somewhere where I'm proud of just driving it around, not just leaving it as a commuter. So I have a lot of stuff that I want to dedicate to 2019 for this channel and for us in the community. I want to reach out and talk to a lot of you guys one-on-one, actually have a podcast conversation, see where you came from, what drives you to want to be in this community, and also like what has made you want to learn so much about Hondas. So I will be bringing a lot of that to 2019. One of the big things I think that started that I wanted to talk about here in 2019 is the Honda YouTube Challenge. While it seems like not a giant deal, it kind of is a big deal because when you watch these giant channels, when Adam LZ opens his house to a lot of the giant YouTubers and they all come together for like a drift day or a track day or just to go to the warehouse and check it out, us as a community just for Honda, we don't really have that. So the ability that we have, the Honda YouTube Challenge, that is our open house. That is our ability to gather as a group. You have to remember all of these other channels aren't just one chassis. They're not just all one type of car. This community is literally built on just Hondas, which is amazing that there's that many people that literally only love Honda. Obviously, we have an affinity and for a love for all their chassis and other makes of cars, but it's pretty interesting to know that this community is as strong as it is over just a Honda or a hatchback or a sedan. And to me, that's pretty special, and I'm pretty sure that's pretty special for you. So that's why I think that the Honda YouTube Challenge, being the rules that they are and being in Mississippi and coming up this February, I think the 22nd or 23rd, I should have more information in the description below. It is a big deal. So if you're in the area and you're wanting to go, it is open for everybody. If you want to join, it's still not too late. You can still take your car out there and give it all you got. There's a bunch of channels that are being involved out there. Just to name a few, AutoSauce, SP Tuning, Young Static, Froman Productions, Street Tuner Builds. There's a whole bunch of other channels. Like I said, if I don't remember you guys right off the top of my head, that's because I'm doing this right off the top of my head right now. I'm just talking to you guys like I would if you were here right now. So that's one of the biggest things I think that's happened right here in 2018, and it's going to become something right in early 2019. I think that's something that we should continue to do and build as a community and make it as big as we can. So props to the starters of that, and props to all the people that are actually going to make it out there, whether you're driving from the East Coast, the West Coast, or Central of the United States. It's going to be a drive for you guys, and I'm really happy that you're planning on building something that you can take to the track, drive there, and drive home. That's just the whole meaning of the reliability and what we love with Honda. All right, to kick this off, I wanted to talk about kind of the big things that have gone on to this year. And one of the big ones is Zosh. I know a lot of you guys know the guy. He's hilarious in Florida doing his thing. But it's insane to know what he's actually gone on, what he's actually done this year. I think he's gone through three B20 motors, all turboed, blew all three of them up. He had to leave the house that he's been in for a really long time. He's moved to a new home, him and his mom. K-swapped the Integra, and he's still going strong. When you think about all of the stuff that you've done to your own car or that people have done to their cars this year, this guy has literally not stopped daily videos over and over and over. Like I said, gone through three different motors, rebuilds. Bad things have happened, good things have happened, and he's just kept it going. It's been an insane year for Zosh, and at the same time, he's hit almost 200,000 subscribers, which is pretty insane for a one chassis channel. This man has built a community and this many subscribers off him and Integra, him and his mom, like just the funny jokes and cooking stuff that OG Zosh used to do, and that's pretty commendable to see that. While these other huge channels are doing it with like 2JZ FDs or SR20 Miatas and just a whole bunch of other drifting type things, I just give Zosh like a lot of props because like he's just been on his grind for a solid year and has built something huge off just what he has right now. So I really love that about him. Following that, we got Hunter Tuned, because early this year, he had a CRX with an all-motor B20 in it, which was awesome when he made these spike tires and went out on the lake. And that's really when I really started to follow along with Hunter. But since then, he, you know, got rid of the CRX, got the EK, built the B20 in it, turboed it, stopped at nothing to make that hit tens. And he actually made that happen, building the car himself with what he had, tuning it himself, taking it to the track, dealing with all the crazy anxiety stuff that he's talked about on his channel. And he's been really open about a lot of that stuff, which is really cool to see him open himself up from early Hunter to what Hunter is now. And it's kind of like, I'm proud of you, man. You've overcome a bunch of personal stuff that you led us into, but also just hands-on built all of the customer cars that you've literally built with your own two hands, tuned and everything, and the people that have been willing to, like, buy your decapped injectors and actually like put them to the test, making hundreds of horsepower. And it's insane to know that. So like I said, man, props to you. You've come a long way just in literally 1 year. Another huge contender to the like doing a million things this year is Dana Young Static. His channel was in one little like sub category for a very long time and exploded to a large amount this year. And that's really cool to know that so many people have been following him for so long. Just the H22 CRX budget build that he made, all the work that went into that, all the customer cars that he's also had that he's been working through. And as of now, because of the YouTube challenge, finally taking the red CRX that he's had right now, making it all-wheel drive. We're literally this close to seeing it all-wheel drive. And that's insane to know because you've basically made videos every single day as well. Haven't stopped the grind and shown people how to do literally everything with nothing. And that's incredibly commendable. After that, we got Adam Ivel out there in the UK running 621, running things with his dad, running the actual 621 YouTube channel that became Adam Ivel. You used to have a blue EG and a red EG. You had to make a sacrifice. You got rid of the blue EG, went full send on the red EG, finally got that done. You still have the legend. As of lately, you now have an EP3 Type R on the channel. all of the work you put into the Silvia, learning to drift with the E36. I mean, what else haven't you done this year? That's insane. That's why I give you so much respect, because you somehow find time to do all of these things when I know that you have like many other businesses that you have going on the side, yet you still want to, you know, yet you can still hang out with friends, make content, build your cars. All of your blood, sweat, tears, and extra cash goes into them. And it's just been a crazy year for you, man. And I'm really happy that you've had the ability to meet these other YouTubers and help like expand your horizons as far as just cars that you really love. And you've talking to you, you know, like really opened me up to like liking other cars. Because in reality, there's so much more than just Hondas, and I get that, and I'm probably always going to be with them, but I really love the fact that like you've helped me understand that, yep, you have to kind of drive other cars because they do exist. I totally get that. Next up, we got Boosted Boys. Obviously, you all know who Boosted Boys is. Initially, obviously, there were a bunch of guys that kind of broke up. It stayed with Kyle. Kyle just, you know, kept trucking, moving forward, hanging out with Brent at PFI. The hatchback got to like 700 horsepower. You got a PPG trans. You did a bunch of stuff there. You built an H22 turbo van that just nobody saw coming. That's amazing. Brent and PFI lost the old shop. Your community pulled together, got them a brand new shop, and everything is finally coming together full circle. WAGO is now K-Series, just got all-wheel drive. Brent, PFI, you, everybody has a brand new 11-bay shop, and it's just been nonstop this past year. Boosted Boys, being a Honda-based channel, has blown up incredibly, and that's awesome because literally, If Boosted Boys as a channel didn't grow as big as it was, I'm being dead serious. It literally brought how K-Series the world is a possibility. There is people putting Ks in FDs, RX-8s, Miatas, anything you can think of as a real-wheel drive platform. Literally, K is now being thrown in there. And while I don't give all of the credit to Boosted Boys or Kyle or PFI and all of those guys, but literally seeing the Honda world showing up on 1320 and all of these other channels of just how powerful the K-Series can be is awesome, because it's showing that, you know what, this community that we're messing with right now is pretty cool. And a lot of people that look at Honda as the underdog is just kind of like, oh, okay, so I can put a K20 or a K24 in a Subaru and it's amazing? Yeah, and you guys made it happen. So props to the Boosted Boys. I have a lot of faith that 2019 is going to be an awesome year for you guys, and I'm definitely watching. Next up, we got Tommy. La Tommy La. This guy, literally, I watched Tommy constantly when he had his EK Coupe. It was awesome, tracking it all of the time. B18 C5 swapped it. Then, in 3 days, put it into his EK hatch. Went through every single part Honda has to offer, has rocked every Rega and TE that is created in every color, which is awesome to know that too. Mugen bumpers, C-West bumpers, anything you can possibly think of has just been put on this car or sold. And that's just awesome, because I'd love to see the transformation of your car in a single year. And you're ending it awesome, helping your brother out, putting a K-Series in it, all ready to go. So that way, you know, starting 2019, you and your brother have amazing looking cars that you can start hitting Weekfest in, the Chronicles, and doing all of the other stuff that you guys have out there in SoCal. So props to you, man. I love the fact that you've just stayed dedicated to what you wanted to do. You've tried everything to know exactly how you would want your hatch to look, and you're perfectly happy with how it looks right now. Next up, we got Chris Sadowski. This guy has gone through a bunch of stuff this year, and it's really cool to know that you've stayed positive and you've just been running forward. You got like the only K-Series DA, at least on YouTube. Obviously, you've had a lot of help with Brian working at Hasport. Having all of that opportunity on your side, you picked up a Del Sol, you picked up a spare EJ to kind of just help with content on the channel, but to also teach you how to do more things. You've had a lot of positive stuff happen to you, man, so I'm really happy that you're staying happy and you have all of the stuff that you do right now. The DA is insane. It's only going to get better as the years go on. You literally just shaved the bay, got it looking exactly how you want. I'm really excited to see what 2019 has to offer for the Del Sol. Speaking of Del Sols, we got DIY Mike. This guy has been making content for quite some time, but it's really cool to know how much he's jumped into the community. You know what I mean? With the Pink Widow and then him versus Young Static for a while there became a rivalry, but just a friendly one. Really cool to see him drive his car all the way to the Sacramento Raceway to try to see it make tens. All of your friends hanging out with all of their cars going to IFO. You have that. You have the other, all of the other cars that you've ever built on the channel. It's just really cool to see how much you've grown this year as well. Following that, we got Justin from 79th Productions. This guy's channel has exploded as well. I think he's sitting at like 80,000 subscribers. Starting I Found You Man a long time ago when your Integra got stolen. And like I said, that nothing has stopped you. You picked up this Civic. It was like a $300 Civic. You painted it yourself, painted the engine bay, and have slowly put everything together on your car down to a turbo. And the car looks amazing. Yet again, another guy that's just out there showing you that you can do whatever you guys want to do with just a little bit of elbow grease, time, and not a lot of money. And it's really exciting to see how well your car is put together and just the following that you have in your community. It's just a solid role model for all the people that watch. Following that, we got Sticky Dill Joe. I know a lot of you guys know this guy. I've been following him since the early 2000s. Just because, you know, you would look on the internet and you'd see pictures and you'd see a really cool looking Honda and you just see Sticky Dill Joe in the bottom and you never knew who that was, you know, and then eventually you learn that it's Joey Lee and it's just this guy from the Bay Area that really loved taking pictures of cars. And then he moved down to SoCal and he still took pictures of cars. And then years later, we have like 10 years of the Chronicles, just a huge car meet in SoCal with some of the most amazing cars that are to offer right now in the Honda world, and now expanding to not just the Honda world. You know, the creator of Weekfest taking it all the way around the United States every year. It's insane to know that just like one person just created all that and he's just like, I just liked taking pictures. So really great, humble guy. Anybody I've ever heard that met you has just had nothing but great things to say. And it's really cool when, you know, you and Yuta would talk on the podcast and just talk about like just being just a normal guy that liked taking pictures and not really talking to anybody. And this whole thing now surrounds you. That's really awesome, dude. Following that, we got Daniel, Vasila Garage. This was another huge thing that happened here in 2018 when he picked up an Integra, right-hand drive swapped it, K-swapped it, did everything you could possibly do to this car, did everything on Instagram Live late at night. Once the kids got put to sleep, he was just working all night long, still homeschooling his family, and then also putting up YouTube videos showing you everything you needed to do online on YouTube on how to actually do what he did in the garage many, many times, starting from the blue hatch to now Monica, the right-hand drive Integra that he has now in his garage. And it's just insane because you built that car to literally drive all the way from Arkansas, where I met you at IBOC, and a lot of people were able to meet you at IBOC in Fontana for IBOC 2018. And that was just a really awesome moment because a lot of us got to see you actually build that car just with you as you were working real time, and then to see it like right in front of you, seeing all your hard work, and then to drive home. That's insane, man. Next up, we got Deadbeat Garage. This is a channel I'm really excited to talk about because he has an EF hatch. He did so much work to it as well. Family man sitting there at home, putting in all of the work, some of the most creative videos I've seen, started building the B20, brought to you his friend's 2JZ Civic, also brought Mad Max, which is an awesome car that you had to just get around from work. Life things happen to you, man, and I know that you've been working on it, and I follow you on Instagram, so I see that you are constantly just doing little things all of the time. I'm still waiting for more videos to hit YouTube. A lot of us miss you, but I know you had to handle your thing with your house and all the stuff that happened there, but it was really awesome to see the rise of the khaki Civic. I know it's coming back. No one's forgotten. Next up, we got Shades Wade. I wanted to talk about Shades Wade because he's one of the guys that actually does the most live streams I've ever seen on YouTube. I got to meet him firsthand, and the day I met him, he lost his DC5, which is crazy to me, but to also know that his dedication to the chassis never really stopped there. He took everything he had from the old car, put it onto the new car, and is now one of the cleanest DC5s I have seen, with the K20A, full Recaro interior, all the bolt-ons you can constantly think of, a Group M intake with right-hand drive wipers. He goes into more about that, just some random parts that he has on that car right now. And it's amazing to see that, you know what, like I said, nothing stopped you, man. You're just like, I want my car the way it was, and then I want to beat that because this is where I wanted to be. So props to you, man. I'm so happy that you haven't stopped. Following that, we got Official Nice Ones. All of you know this guy. They have one of the craziest groups right here on YouTube covering all of the drag racing stuff that has happened this year. All the stuff with Honda Day, Jamie Marsh, Aki, Keep Gunning, all of these things that have actually happened here this year. The rise of all of that stuff, the rise of the street class here all-motor street class in drag racing on the East Coast has just been insane, and Nice Ones has been there to create all of the stuff so that we could actually watch it. Not only did they do that, they did three different episodes of The Projects, which is literally like a Discovery show or Discovery Channel type video. They got different ones from like a 30-minute video with Vasila Garage or like a 15-minute one with Jamie Marsh. Like, you got to just watch a TV show, and you guys brought that to the community, to everybody, to show that we can do more than just record the drag racing stuff. You can literally make movies if you really needed to. Following that, we got also Humble Performance. I'm watching this guy from like Broders. Kenny was making a bunch of videos for FDs and stuff like that, and then Humble Performance became a thing. Obviously, they already existed, but bringing them to YouTube was one of the craziest things ever, because you got to see tuning, fabricating, car building, everything possible, and then shot through very high quality lenses. And I really love that, because you're just bringing high quality shop content to the community, and I think a lot of people respect you for that. A big thing that also happened in 2018, Maiton Films finished Project Integra, which is insane because he's been having that going for quite some time, and to actually say it's finished is a milestone for you, man, and I know it is. So a lot of the people that have been following you are probably extremely happy with the fact that Project Integra got completed, and now starting 2019, I know that you're basically trying to get into the fact that you're like, you know what, I want to take everything out of the car, get it stripped down, painted, and get it all back together so that I can actually say this is complete and done. Another huge thing that has gone on this year is Right Hand Drive Kev and his Integra. Four Bangers Productions has been a huge thing that has gone on in the car world right now. It's kind of undoubtedly impossible to not know about that, you know? But you know what? When he took his car apart, you got to see all the craziness in the engine bay. From the outside, it looked like such a well-built car. And while absolutely it was, the engine bay showed cracks and weathering and all of this other stuff that happens when you, like, aggressively drive your car. And that's really respectable for Kevin, to literally sit there and just be like, nope, this is my car. I drive it constantly. And he totally did. So after, I believe he, like, moved to Florida, took the engine out, cleaned up all the stuff in the engine bay, fixed the cracks, rebuilt the engine, and is now starting to get everything together. That's insane to know how much abuse you put into your car, and you just, you know, you weren't going to give it up. And that's commendable, because not many people just want to give up their cars. So I'm glad that you rebuilt it and it's almost ready to just start ripping again. Following that, we got Garage Built Hondas, aka John Widmer, changed his name. I believe he changed his name late last year, but he's kept true to his name, Garage Built Hondas. All of the work this guy does is in his garage, bringing the EF chassis, just so much love between you and Dana. This keeping that chassis alive. If you ever had anything you wanted to know about EF wagons, hatchbacks, sedans, between you and Young Static, man, like, you guys have all of the information possible, and you guys are literally keeping that chassis alive. So I give mad respect to John out there in Texas, just keeping this chassis running and on the track, because I love how well they work out there. Following that, we got Big Murph. Channel did extremely well this year, man. A lot of people had their eyes on you with the Integra, and then after you decided, you know what, you really didn't want the Integra, you got rid of it, you got the new EG hatch, you got hit with life things as well, but you continued to move forward. You built a B20. I think you dropped a valve on the dyno, came back stronger, and now your hatch is running. All of the content that you brought with all of your friends there at Red Zone, just all of the stuff that you brought to the community is amazing. The builds are outstanding, and everybody and all the personalities that you were able to bring out, which are just your friends. I love that, man. I hope you continue to make videos, and I want to see you thrive. Twin 2-Cam Garage. This is a smaller yet big channel, in my opinion, that I am super, super happy to bring up right now, because I followed this guy for a very long time. This has been one of the longest EF builds I have ever followed, and you literally got to finish your build this year, got it to the dyno, and are driving it around, and it's just been an amazing journey for me and for you, and I know that you're probably ecstatic at the fact that you get to drive your car finally. It's insane to know all of the work, the little minor things that you've done this entire time, and to know that it's been at the dyno and to see you driving it around, it's an amazing experience. One final one I want to throw out there is Old Souls Brad out there, and I'm really happy, and I really want to throw this out there because I'm a big Del Sol enthusiast, and to meet Brad being another crazy Del Sol guy is insane, and I wanted to bring this in here because he's not just bringing a channel, he wants to build a Del Sol community or Honda community of his own, which I obviously really appreciate with the oldsouls.com forum. And I just love that fact because there's a lot of forums out there that still exist between Honda Tech, Civic EG, Team Del Sol, Team SoCal, all of these other worlds that live out there, basically trying to give all the information and community with just the EG chassis or the Del Sols themselves. And I'm really happy that he's trying to build a forum specifically for them, because there's a lot of weird, quirky stuff. And I'll tell you this, anybody who owns a Del Sol is a little weird on their own. Doesn't matter how fast it is, how tracked out it is, or what, but it's a special breed of person that wants to own that car. So I'm really happy that you're trying to bring that community together. All right, guys, with that said, that's it. I know there's a lot of people I've missed. I know there's tons of other people that have come out this year. I'll definitely talk about them in the future. I just literally don't have enough time to sit here and go over every single person that has popped up. There are so many cars that I want to get into. There are so many people that I want to talk about. 2019 is going to be an amazing year just for the Honda community, just for us here in the Honda Recap. I still want to keep these videos coming out. I'm going to bring the podcast back. I'm still having to bring all of the cars that I have to the community. I want to focus more on my projects as well. When I put out a recap, and the last video I put out was another recap that tells me that it's been 5 days since I haven't actually had time to work on my own car or been able to make my own time to do that. But like I said, guys, I have a lot of stuff plan for 2019. I'm super excited for that. I hope you guys are as well. I'm bringing a lot of stuff back that I've wanted to, so I can focus more on the channel and the community and everything like that. So like I said, guys, thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Honda Recap. Definitely check out hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a sticker, a shirt, a hoodie, anything you guys want. I got it up there. All you guys out there in the premiere, hopefully you guys stuck around this long. If you have, how's it going? It's been an awesome talking to you guys in there. I'll see you guys in the next one. Subscribe if you guys want to see more. If this is the first episode you've seen, it's been a doozy, I know. But hit that subscribe button, guys. Hit that thumbs up and bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. I'll be here hanging out, talking about everything that's going on in the Honda world. See you guys in the next one. Peace.